12:53 is our time. Blair Davis on the line with us right now. He's a resident of Port Mattoon, I believe, and around the South Shore community somewhere. He and several other members of that area concerned about expansion of a fish farm in Port Mattoon Bay. Blair Davis on the line to tell us a little bit more about his concerns. Mr. Davis, good afternoon.
Hi, Rick. How are you today?
I am well. You live in Port Mattoon?
Yes, I do.
All right. And I know that as I love that area, and down, in fact, was down there a couple of weeks ago, spent the night at the quarterdeck. And I know the fish farm you talk about is off Carter's Beach out there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What the provincial government are trying to put in is a 70-acre expansion.
What is it now? What's the size now?
The size now is about a third of that.
Okay. And what do you have an issue? What is the problem with expanding to 70 acres then?
Well, we don't have an issue with marine aquaculture or fin fish farming. Our opposition is the site selection in Port Mattoon Bay. We feel that it's going to create a number of issues that we object to. Our website, friendsofportmattoonbay.ca, is a huge wealth of information that we've been collecting over a year.
You're worried mostly about what, contamination, pollution, that kind of thing?
The biggest issue for us right now, where they're placing it, is a navigational hazard. Port Mattoon is not a high current area. Port Mattoon Island, there's a beach on Port Mattoon Island called Back Beach. Beautiful, pristine sand. A lot of people in the area use it. A lot of marine people use it. A lot of navigational people come down, and they safe harbor in that area. It's actually the only safe area in the bay. In a nor'easter.
Yeah, wow. And the talk about pristine, and that's my description of Carter's Beach. I love that series of three beaches, and I mean, pristine is certainly a description. Would Carter's Beach somehow be at risk because of this fish farm?
Most definitely. This one beach on Port Mattoon Island is only 285 meters from the proposed site. Carter's Beach is on the other side. We've been doing channel studies, current studies. What we've been finding is that this site is dispositional in nature. It just deposits. There aren't sufficient currents to remove the waste, as the fisheries people and scientists sort of say it will.
Yeah. Now you want the federal government. This is federal jurisdiction, is it?
It's provincial jurisdiction dictated by federal.
Okay. So you want people to join with you in focusing on both levels of government, or one or the other?
Most definitely, both levels. Right now, because of the site is in a navigational area, it's triggered Navigable Waters Act,
yeah.
And they're accepting comments from people right now. Anybody that's a mariner, yachtsman, sailors, divers, kayakers, anybody that uses the area, this is going to be a hazard to them.
So you can still stop this, you hope. This is not a done deal yet, this expansion then?
No. This stage right now that ends on the 26th with the Department of Transportation. And if anybody wants to check our site, we've got the information, mailing address, and all that sort of stuff.
Well, why don't you give us that website again? We're running out of time here.
All right. It's friendsofportmattoonbay.ca.
Friends of Port Mattoon, and you spell Mattoon M-O-U-T-O-N. Friendsofportmattoonbay.ca?
You got it.
Okay, let me just repeat that again if anybody would like to check that out. Friendsofportmattoonbay.ca. And if you'd like to join with Blair Davis in fighting the expansion of this fish farm, all that information that they may need is right there on the website. Right, Blair?
That's right. And one of the things I might add is the current site is now in a contaminated state. It's been there for 10 years. They extended it for another 2 years to allow them to push this new expansion through. And what we say is the site is contaminated, this new one will be contaminated, and it will contaminate the rest of the bay.
So people have until the 26th to get their act together and protest.
We're having a big protest this Saturday on the 17th.
Whereabouts?
It's southwest Port Mattoon, follow the 103.
Yeah.
And we have fishing boats, the fishermen are on side, everybody is going to be there against the government.
What time Saturday?
It's 1:30 on Saturday.
All right, good luck to you, Blair.
All right, Rick, thank you very much.
We'll touch base on Monday and find out how things went.
All right, definitely.
All right, sir.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Blair Davis, friends of PortMattoonBay.ca, if you'd like to check it out. Thanks to him, and thanks to everyone who took part in our discussion.